This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's topic, paving the path of Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously this is a sort of a huge topic, paving the path of Islam. So I'm using just a very small story from the life of the famous Iranian martyr, Shahid Mostafa Chamaran, who is the Islamic Republic of Iran's first defense minister. So this is just going to illustrate this particular point of points I want to make. This goes back to the time where the time of courtship with his second wife, who was from Lebanon. It was reported. So she had quite a different lifestyle to him. She had a good lifestyle, what maybe we'd call a privileged lifestyle. She didn't really want for anything, and she'd already been working as a teacher. But what happened? Obviously, her hijab maybe wasn't quite what, because he was wanting to, you know, obviously, just sort of also take her to the orphanage where he would go. And yes, obviously, she would have come in contact, met some of the troops. And obviously, he was obviously hoping that, wanting her to have the best aspect, as in wearing good hijab. And so what he did, and so this is something that she talks about, what he did. So he one day gave her a beautiful headscarf as a gift. And after that, from that point on, she was always wearing headscarf. And so when she talks about this, what he did for her, so she would emphasize that he never actually said to her that her hijab prior to that wasn't correct. And so she explained that what he did was he was helping her sort of step by step, just like, and these are her words, I think, just like a little child to walk. And in that sort of, in presenting her this gift of the beautiful headscarf, he was actually sort of bringing her even closer to Islam, even sort of more on this of straight path. Welcome back to A to Z here on IB English Radio, and obviously I'm talking about how we can pave the path of Islam for people, those of us who are wondering about whether, you know, how can we help people if we think that if we ever see people and we think there's something that isn't that good yet, and maybe we also need to, and I just say first, maybe we also need to look back at ourselves first and think, oh, is everything we are doing or saying and the way we conduct ourselves, is there anything we need to do about ourselves first? But, you know, this is, but we're always coming into contact with people, and at the same time, we know there's also the duty. We need to also help people. So if we know something, if we have the knowledge, and if, for example, this is someone we can engage with and talk to about something, and we do it in the correct way, then of course we should sort of advise and help and recommend. And obviously, Shahid Mostafa Chamaran had done this with his wife, who obviously wasn't prior to this point in time, hadn't been wearing the best hijab maybe, and he just gave her this beautiful headscarf. And obviously this method is a very beautiful method. So and obviously in families, we don't always do this. If we think someone's not doing the correct thing, and let's say if it's about how we're dressing, then obviously if we're just saying, don't do that, you know, what's a typical human response? You know, we feel told off and we might not be inclined to listen to that person at all. We might even do the opposite. Sadly, that is also a typical human reaction. If we get told off too much, we'll just go off and just do the opposite, probably even just to annoy that person, sadly, that, you know, but obviously our beautiful martyr, Shahid Mostafa Chamaran, he did it so gently with his wife and just trying to sort of get her to wear good hijab. And, you know, maybe there's some lessons we can draw from that in our lives, how we, you know, how we advise, how we converse with people. And this isn't just about hijab, this is about everything. If we want someone to improve how they're doing something, how can we best do that in a really beautiful way that is not going to hurt at all? So inshallah, this is just reminders for all of us, and I pray that you derived some insights from this, and I look forward to welcoming you back to another episode of AZ here on iBeing Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.